Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast.
This week is a little different. It's Woman versus Creative Block.
So we're just going to talk about a couple of random items. It's the middle of midterms, but we'll just get into it. So like I said, I'm your host, Jazz.
And I'm Monsey.
And let's start off. We have a couple fun would you rathers, and we think they tie into the theme of our show. So the first one is Monty, would you rather meet your soulmate for 1 week or never meet them at all?
Whoa, this is like a little one. Okay, so the pros and cons for me, you meet your soulmate, but then you only know them for a week, and then like you're, I don't know. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say I would never want to meet them at all, because then
Really?
if I only knew them for a week, the rest of my life I'd just be like, oh, but like you're not it to like anyone else who came in.
That
At least
is
if I didn't know,
true.
it's like I would date other people and be like, yeah, you could be it.
I actually agree because have you heard that thing that's like oh, let me think of the wording. It's like you might not find your soulmate, but like you can just I don't want to like, sound it's not as brutal as it sounds, but it's like you will fall in love, like you'll force love kind of thing. Like you might not have a yeah, everyone has a soulmate, but like you also might just be able to fall in love with someone who is not your soulmate, but like could have been in a different life, or just like maybe it's still someone that you love, but it's not your real soulmate. So it's like I do agree in a sense, maybe it's better to not meet them at all because you could still find love with someone else. And I feel like knowing that you met your soulmate for 1 week, you're gonna be more like upset. Like, that's it. I'm over. Why would I ever try? Like, there's no love out there for me. Where if you're like oblivious, you're like, okay, well, this could be my soulmate. And you'll never know.
Yeah, you just will never know. I think that's better. All
Yeah, let's
right.
just
So,
let's okay, yeah,
this
next
one?
one.
Okay. Would you rather cheat or get cheated on?
Silence is loud. Get cheated on, which is bad, but I despise cheaters and I would hate to be one.
I don't think I could be like a cheater, anyways. Like, I don't think I could
Yeah.
do.
Yeah, because my philosophy, like, it's like, when you watch every movie, you see all the shows, it's like so many factors. First, if you were gonna, like, seriously just break up with the person, like, are you kidding me? Second, like, it's a fact, like, people who, like, I kind of believe this, if you cheat, like, that means you, like, the second person you love more than the first, because if you really love the first, you couldn't do that to the, like, you couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
That's my philosophy on love triangles as well.
Oh yeah, I think more so for love triangles.
Yeah, like if you love the original person, you would never go back to like you'd never like find someone else, right? But
Also, would you rather get cheated or cheated on? I feel like there's something else I was gonna say. I know it's bad to say, but like getting cheated on, like I feel like then you didn't do anything wrong. So it's like, yes, it's hard. You'll get through it. It's a lot, like you have trust issues, but it's like if you cheat, I feel like that says a lot for your personality.
yeah.
Like your values as a person, all this stuff. Like, I feel like I would rather be a person. I know it sounds so sad. Who gets cheated on versus being like, oh, you're a person who cheats, if that
Yeah.
makes sense.
All right, next
Okay.
one. Would you ra okay. Would you rather marry your first heartbreak or a complete stranger?
Oh my God. I would say a stranger, and this ties back to like the first question we said, where it's like a stranger, it's someone new. You could end up falling in love with that person, right? Or your first heartbreak, like what if you broke up for a reason that like you're incompatible? What if that person cheated on you? What if there's something like, what if you're fundamentally
No,
wrong for each
like
other?
not your first heartbreak.
Oh, like I don't even know if I've had a real heartbreak yet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, I think the logical part of me, like the one that's smart and like it says, so new person, the stupid part of me, the idiot, says first heartbreak to do.
Really? Could you see yourself with them?
Yeah.
You could see yourself get married.
I don't know. It's a, I don't know.
Really?
I plead the fifth.
Okay, now that you maybe put a face to the name, the label, I'm going to stick with stranger. Yeah, no, I don't want to marry that person. There's a lot of fundamental issues, foundational issues, if you will.
Complete silence on my half. Complete silence over here.
I love that I say that as...
Yeah.
I'm still intertwined with individual. We love that. However, no, stranger. Because, yeah, no, stranger.
Alrighty. Would you rather know your future love life or have it be a mystery?
I'm thinking.
I think I'm gonna go with I want it to be a mystery. I want to be swept off my feet. I don't want to know I'm getting swept off my feet, you know?
Yeah, like I always say I want to know. I'm always like, oh my god, like I want to know, like if I'm gonna marry, who I'm gonna marry. But it's like, it's one of those things, like obviously if I know, I feel like I might jinx it, I might ruin it, I might put pressure on it, I might also not put effort in, and then maybe the effort was needed in order to acquire my love life. And I think a mystery, like you said, it is fun. Because, like, what if, like...
I just want to know, like, if there's somebody out there. I want to know how it's happening.
Yeah, and also, like, you know, people who, like, find, like, genuinely just fall in love with someone randomly. Like, they literally could just been their friend and then suddenly, like... It's like, if you knew that from the jump, though, then it's like... Oh, like, I feel like you lose that building up aspect and all that. It's like...
Do you know what's really creepy?
Oh.
I was just thinking about this today. I went to the movies today, and I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't like movies or books where, like, it's, like, you know that person A is going to fall in love with person B. I like it when there's, like, a third person. Like, I personally like love triangle books where it's, like, undecided where the person's going to be with, because I like to see, like, the person fall for, like, the other person who's, like, an underrated love interest, but then it's better than the first.
You know, okay, this is so funny you said that, because I'm just gonna pull up the wording. I'm obsessed with these holiday Hallmark movies. Like, and the thing is, those ones are very, hold on, I swear I like, oh yeah, this is it. Turning on a Hallmark movie because I like the comfort and predictability of knowing the main characters will get together. That's me. I'm the opposite. I literally love those movies. Why? Because in the beginning of the movie, you know, the two characters are literally getting together, and I have so much joy watching these movies.
No, because, okay, I'm going to give an example. Gossip Girl, you know, you knew Dan was, like, going to be, spoiler, you know, Dan was, like, the main love interest in season one, at least, but then, like, watching her and Nate, like, the stolen glances, the here and theirs, and then they, like, date, and then you're like,
But my issue is I get really attached. Because, like, for example, like, I would get so attached to, like, me, and I'm like, they should end up together. Now I'm sad. Where, like these Hallmark movies, for example, I'm like, yay, like, do the thing, you're excited. Like, oh my god, if they have a conflict, it's okay, because they're going to persevere and get back together, because everything's happy and rainbows and butterflies. But in the real world, it's not. That doesn't happen.
Being Gossip Girl, I really liked Dan and Claire. I just said,
You're done.
I really think they're good for each other. Dan is the healthiest relationship she's ever had. Think about it.
But they are fundamentally opposite people.
They're the same person. They like the same thing, remember?
Class. I'm sorry. I'm pulling the class card in Gossip Girl. In Gossip Girl, it's a big deal. In Blair Waldorf.
You're done.
Okay, but it's Blair Waldorf. Like... The way they dressed.
He was an established writer by the time that they started dating.
No, I'm sorry. I get it. When I did rewatch, I remember I was like, oh, it wasn't as bad as the first time I watched it. I was like when I was like 14 or something, I remember I hated it. So when I rewatched, I was like, okay, like it was worse than I thought. I mean, it wasn't as worse as I thought, but I was still like, but see, then it goes back to me being a person. I was like, no, like Chuck and Blair, like I know they're ending up together. So I'm rooting for them. Like, I like the OGs. I don't know.
More I watch the show, the less I like Chuck. So.
Really?
My controversial take. But we're going to move on. Okay. Would you rather have a good makeup day but a bad hair day, or a bad makeup day and a good hair day?
Bad makeup, good hair.
Okay, I agree, like off the bat.
Because if my hair doesn't look good, like I feel, because for me, I'm a person.
Wait 1 second, you're like kind of.
Oh, shoot. Okay, can you hear me? Sorry, guys, we're filming this via Zoom, so technical difficulties. Because for me, I have really curly natural hair, so the thing is, I straighten my hair. So for me, I'm like that person where it's like, if my hair's straight, I feel like that's my better self, which is so sad. It's like, if I go out, I'm like, I want my hair straight. So to me, if I have good hair, I can wear no makeup, I can wear whatever, and I'm like, my hair's fine. But if my hair's curly, it's so hard to deal with. It's like whatever. And then I feel like I can have good makeup, but I can't, if I can do my hair, I'm not going out. I literally won't go out.
I'm the same way. Cause I have like dead straight hair and like thin hair. So my hair gets oily like within like a day. So I don't even have a hair schedule. I have to wash my hair the second it gets oily again. And so if I'm like, my hair's oily and being like stringy and weird and my makeup's nice, it's like, if my life then doesn't work.
I'm sorry, I feel like my life is really bad right now. I don't know why.
I don't know if it's yours or mine, but
it's- yeah. Okay. So, next one. Would you rather? This is pretty easy. Would you rather have one good friend or a bunch of mediocre friends? Pretty simple. Ooh, we've
done the mediocre friend thing. Not worth it. I'd rather just have one good friend.
No, 100% one good friend. Like, the thing is, I feel like also as you get older, you realize that notion of having so many friends, like, literally, first of all, it dwindles because you realize it's not sustainable. It doesn't actually happen. It doesn't hold up. Two, you don't need it. And like, I feel like when we were young, when you're in high school, you're like, oh my god, I want to know so many people. I want to have so many friends. Like, you're such a big friend group. Now, like, I literally have two friends that I'm fine with that. One of them is my sister. Like, that's my life.
I have, like, two friends. One of them is my dog. So, no, you know, like, how it's, like, more money, more problems. More friends, more problems.
Facts. We've learned that the hard way.
Unfortunately.
But, yeah, no, definitely one good friend, for sure.
Okay, next one. Would you rather be with a guy who's an alpha male or not?
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry guys, I was having issues.
Okay, yeah, so the alpha male question, would you rather a guy be an alpha male or not? I would say yes, but I don't want those extreme people. Like, I can't do the misogynistic nonsense like that, but like, I do want someone who like kind of would take charge, if that makes sense. Or, like, be a type of person that's, like, I know it sounds bad. I don't want to put, like, gender stereotypes on people. But, like, I'm sorry. I need someone who can kill my bug for me. Kill my spider. Like, those things. Do the, like, things in the house. Like, I can't do. Like, I know it's not. Like, for example, I'm a type of person. Like, I do need someone who's, like, my dad. Someone who will do all this stuff. Like, my dad puts my gas in the car still.
Okay. Well, I agree. Well, when I think alpha male, I literally think of like toxic though. So
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking more like assertive.
I mean, that's nice. But then I feel like I have the type of personality where I'm very like opinionated and strong-headed. I wouldn't clash with someone like that. Sorry, I would like clash with someone like that. I wouldn't blend with them.
That's true. See, that's why, like, I feel like it's, like a thin line, because it's, like, some guys who are, like, very assertive, like, I don't, like, I've experienced people who are misogynistic and just very, like, no, like,
yeah,
I'm a man, I can do it, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, no, not like that, not those kind of types, but, like, I think something that's more, like, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
I kind of get what you mean, like, those book boyfriends.
That's so sad. Literally
the romance in my life is just a book.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like, you ruined me by putting me on books, because the hope, the romance, everything in a book is just what I to come to life.
We'll be talking about books later episode. I'm very, yeah, very excited for that. Okay. Next question. Okay.
Would you rather a guy have a clean bedroom or a clean bathroom? Can I choose both? Like,
no, it's or. I know which one I would want.
I guess I would say bathroom, only because it's like,
yeah,
you use each item there every day, and if it's disgusting, like, you're disgusting.
I have a thing where I cannot use, like, other people's bathrooms. It throws me off. Like, when I moved into, like, the Waterloo place for the first time, or even, like, residence, I was like, ew. And it was like, you had communal. I didn't have communal. I had an apartment style. Oh, and I still was like, oh my God, I don't know how many people have used this bathroom. That's so gross. I cannot stand in that tub, like, with my feet. I have, just so he knows this, I have a really weird thing with my feet. Not the fetish, but, like, my feet cannot be dirty. My feet cannot be, like, ashy.
Oh my God.
Being on dry feet gives me, like, ooh, it seems like, no.
We're not, it's like nails, like, you chalk, nails on a chalkboard?
No. I'm gonna go get lotion. I'll be right back.
Oh my God, bye. Okay, like, I agree, because I think, like, a bathroom, think about it. Like, your shower. I agree, too. Like, if I go to someone's house, if you have a clean bathroom, like, if you have a dirty bathroom, I literally will, like, gag in my mouth. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm such a particular person, too. Like, I need things clean. Like, I'm very, very particular. So, it's like, ew, if your sink is, your toilet is nasty, like, that just shows. Also, I feel like, fine, I know, like, the room is also a reflection of yourself, but it's like, if you can't keep your
rooms are easy clean, to get messy. Bathrooms are easier to keep clean, in my opinion.
But also I feel like a bathroom is something you need to keep clean. Like, you look sure. So it says something about you as a person. So it's like, if you don't care how to clean bathroom, you're done. You're done.
Guys, I just had to lotion my feet because that was too much for me. I can't even talk about, like, just so you know how bad it is.
It's actually fine.
I can't even talk. Ooh. With, like, straight up, like, dry skin. Next question.
Would you rather be able to read minds or see the future? Easy answer. Read minds. Go on. Period.
Yeah.
I've dreamt of this. Really
bad. I know the mature response is you shouldn't care what other people are thinking. Like,
no.
That's such a sad. No. I want to know.
Okay. This is going to sound so sad and funny. I was, like, that person, like, you know when you watch shows and stuff when you're a child? When I used to watch Wizards of Waverly Place, I literally, like, bro, could you, like, every episode, like, yo, imagine I was a wizard, I had that power. Like, imagine. I'd be, like, that'd be, like, Wizards the episode where you could read minds, when she used to do it, it was, like, the mural episode,
mm-hmm.
And, like, she was doing it because she could see everyone's mind, like, what they thought, like, whatever. And there was another one, I think, too. Oh, it was the race car one when she had to put the macaroni thing by their ear and she could read their minds. Sorry, guys. I was, like, actually watch every single Disney episode.
Where are the truth-telling episode where, like, they, like, it was in season one. They got
the pants.
That was the Smarty Pants.
Oh, the Smarty Pants. Oh.
They went to, like, that girl Gigi's, like, tea party.
Oh, Gigi, yeah.
There's a truth-telling spell on her. I would want to do that to people.
I would want to do it, like, I would want to read minds, but I would want to do it where I'm doing it without them knowing. Because the truth-telling, they realize they're, like, seeing stuff. But, like, no, I would love it. Like, not even in a bad way. Like, it would just be interesting. Like, I also have a thing, like, I don't think people aren't straightforward. So, I'm like, people, if you just want to say your opinion, like, just say it so I can just read your mind. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what you think? Okay.
No, I just don't, like, trust people sometimes. So, I would want to know, what they're really thinking.
That, could you imagine in, like, a relationship aspect?
Who are you talking to right now? And I would be like,
bro,
or like, what are we? And then you'd know in the bed, you'd know.
I actually just saw a really cool, like, a good thing on obviously TikTok. That's my life. It was like, when you're trying to ask, like, what are we as a female, like, you say to, like, the guy, like, what are we? And then they say, like, oh, like, I don't know, be like, no, like, that's good, like, I didn't think we were anything more, like, I don't want to be, like, to just change the narrative. And so they're like, wait, what? Because they always expect the girl to be like, oh my God, like, are we dating? Are we, like, what are we? I'd be like, okay, no, cool. I want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay, cool.
That's really bad. You know what? JT, so she's been on the show. JT told me, she's like, I was telling her that this guy sent me like this whole paragraph, and she's like, oh, just send him back like iMessage games.
That's and I was true. Like, what? That's
and
fun.
She's like, yeah, like there's no other way to show that you're unaffected.
And literally just like, I'll talk to you, but like not that deep, bro.
Yeah, like why are you sending a paragraph? I'm not reading it.
No, I agree. I think that's funny. Like obviously if it's someone like you're like, if you're okay with doing that with, because like some people you're like, if you caught feelings and you're down bad, rip, you're done. You can't do that.
Okay, so would you rather go back in time and wrong all your rights, or go into the future knowing the outcome? I would go back in time to grade 4 and learn math, so then I wouldn't be like stressed out figuring out grad school right now.
Yeah, in an academic sense, I would say 100% go back in time. I'm trying to even think of all the wrongs in my life. I know that sounds so like, I'm not a saint, I know that, but I'm like, I don't really think there's anything crazy. Oh, I feel like I'm frozen. Can you hear me?
No, it's fine. If I knew, yeah, I can.
Okay. Maybe you should just talk.
Oh, I think you're better. Hello.
Are you? I back? Can hear you. So sorry.
Can you see me? Hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that.
We paused it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I paused it. We had more technical difficulty. Love okay, Wi-Fi. Okay. If I was going back into the past, knowing everything I know now, so many people I would avoid, so many places I would avoid, so many situations. Where I'd be like, no thanks.
That's true. And no, I agree, because definitely in an academic sense, I would love to go back in time. And like other senses, I can't really think of anything crazy. But I'm like, I think knowing, like being right now and knowing things that have happened, I would love to go back and just redo them, relive them, kind of situation. Redo though, like, as well.
Last one.
Maybe not me, some people. Maybe not go out some days. Not bump into people. And see where my life would take me. My life would be so different. Watson, you know what I'm talking about. Say we like say I we didn't go out. We didn't meet people one day.
Moment of silence.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you froze.
No, I was just
like, think about it. Like, guys, okay, everyone listening, think about a specific scenario of someone. I'm going to say the person you're currently talking to or talking to. Imagine you, like, didn't go out that day and you didn't see them. And, like, now, where would your life be? Like, think about that whole time you spent talking to them, things you got, like, where would your life have been? What would you have been dedicating
all that time to? I had an answer to a certain phone call.
Exactly. Like, where would your life, like, who would take up your mind? Would anyone have?
Me? No.
I don't think so either, because
before and after, I guess, too, I've always been, like, content not being in a relationship. I remember, like, had that, like, whatever. I feel like you're the same. Like, when we met, you were the same way, too.
I was so, like, not even thinking about anything to do with, like, a relationship or a guy or first semester of university. I was literally, like, living, and my life turned upside down after that.
I feel like there's a difference with when we say we want, like, now, when we're like, oh, I want a relationship, to like how I guess other people might say it, because it's like we'll be like reminiscing about, like, you know, later, like marriage and stuff, like fun stuff. But like at this moment, if you told me right now I had to get in a relationship with someone, I would laugh, because that's like on a list of priorities right now, like stresses and everything. Like, I don't think I could stress about that. Like, I can't be apologizing to someone for doing schoolwork right now. I really can't.
No, I also like, I wouldn't even have the energy. Like, sometimes when, like, just my, I just honestly, during the day, like, I FaceTime probably my sister all the time, one friend, maybe two, like, sometimes. And sometimes those things take up so much of my time. But, like, when it's people like that, you can be like, okay, like, I don't have time, or, like, let me just go. But it's like people who actually have to dedicate much time and, like, do, like, I genuinely, like, my life, I'm so sad. I feel like I have such a routine. I can't fit someone in right now. I'm sorry.
I saw this.
No, you don't.
No, I saw this TikTok and it was like, you know, when like they have like the words and then like music playing in the background with like the filter that like flashes colors. It was like, rest in peace to all the people who are apologizing for falling asleep. To like, cause you know how like, mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I like fell asleep. I didn't see your message.
Yeah, no, those days I don't miss. Like, ew. Like, Loki, there's so much effort. Like, thinking about that actually is like painful. Like, you realize when you haven't like talked to them in so long, you're like, how much time goes into it? Because one of my friends right now, she's like fully just in that nice new brand new talking stage, and it's just like the effort your life is right now. Like, it's literally basically, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I wish I was lying, 90% of your time on your phone is talking to this person. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, don't you want to do something else? Do you want to have your mind like somewhere else? Like, I can't hate at the same time, because we've all been there, done that, but it's just like, whoa, I can't remember that. Wild.
The other day I was talking to talking to like whatever, and I was like doing my assignment at the same time. Yeah, the micro influencer. And I was doing my assignment, and then I had to be like, I was like kicking myself after. I was like, sorry, I have to go now because I'm trying to do my assignment or whatever. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm fully apologizing for like doing schoolwork right now. Like, I was like, I have to go, like, you're distracting me.
Yeah, no, but that's good. That's good, because 2 years ago, selves would have not cared about school.
No, because I was like, whoa, I could like keep this going, but it's 2 a.m. I need to like go back to do my school.
No, that's good.
Well, okay. So that was it for our would you rather questions.
Okay, let's move on. We have some time left. So next on the agenda of just random things to talk about is something about Taylor Swift. I don't really know. Go off, Lonzie.
Okay. So the person I am, I was telling Justine this too, the person I am today will not be the person I am after Friday, because Taylor Swift's album comes out, meaning the 10-minute version of All Too Well, and also the All Too Well movie. So I'm going to be taking like a day off. I was telling JT, I was like, dude, can you like pretend to date me and like give me like a really good like day on Thursday? And then Thursday at like 11:58, like break up with me, be like, you cheated on me, you don't like me anymore, you're going to get with someone else who's my friend, so that I can experience the album with heartbreak.
Oh my God. Because
it's different with like that experience.
Okay, I need to like listen to these songs probably before and after, because I don't really know them that well.
Everybody needs to listen to All Too Well. My favorite lyrics is the one that she screams, you call me up again just to break me like a promise. And that one hits. So
on Friday, you know about my commitments on Friday. So that'll be a fun song to be singing. I have some engagements I've made, so that'll be fun.
She has some sticky situations she's gotten herself into.
I have. And you know what? That's some good music to just play amongst some people.
Back, yeah, that'll be the best.
I'll sing it. I'll scream it at the top of my lungs. Actually, you know what's so funny? On Taylor Swift, you just sent me that song, and I literally was listening to it.
Enchanted?
I was listening to it when you sent it. I was like, you go so loving somebody else. Yeah,
okay. The first part, like up until that part, I was like, bro, this is like slap in a wedding highlights, like when like the highs and lows.
But then wait, I feel like the audience deserves to hear the chorus. I have the chorus for you.
We are in Taylor Swift, so no copyright. We'll be playing like 2 seconds of it literally.
Yeah, 1 second
moment is just like, everyone hold on.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Did I miss it? I really did that on live TV. I thought I knew it.
It's so okay.
Well, whatever. It's an iconic lyric. Sure.
Okay, we're back.
Here we go. What a fun time. Oh, also Summer Walker's album.
I've listened to it, not like the biggest fan, but that's because I didn't give it like a good chance yet.
Okay, I listened to it and I literally each song I had time and I was looking at the lyrics, and the thing is you have to like, I won't lie, like I feel like if I didn't look at the lyrics, some of the songs I wouldn't say, but I was like, oh, if you like know the song, you're like, whoa, I have to say that because like it hits different.
Okay, I'm gonna go through your, sorry guys, it's trying to talk through yawn. I'm gonna go through your list of it.
Yeah. Okay, on the same note, do you want to just like segue into your book?
Oh, sure. By the way, it's 11:11.
Make a wish. My Wi-Fi is just caught there.
Okay, guys. Just like give me like a prompt and I'll like I'll recommend a book. Like if you can come up with one. Like give me a trope, like something you like.
Oh, do something about like the sin book. Like those kind that kind of thing.
Okay, so guys, you should really read The Kingdom
of Hater, Enemies to Lovers, Enemies to Lovers.
Okay, Enemies to Lovers. So my whole bookshelf. So my top Enemies to Lovers is Cruel Prince series. That's like I have yet to find an actual Enemies to Lovers like that one. They straight up hate each other. Like he tried to drown her in like one of the books.
The way I'm like, smiling as you say this, like I'm smiling. Oh my god.
But then when she was like infiltrating his room for like a mission, she saw this piece of paper and it had like her name written all over it because he's like angry, right? Like choot choot choot, whatever. And then as you know, it went from haters to lovers. So, and then The Kingdom of the Wicked, guys, I deserve to like be on the author's PR list getting like free stuff for this book the way I promoted it to everybody. So it's about like this witch whose sister dies and she's on like a mission to find out who it is, and she uses like the help of one of the princes of hell. So the princes of hell are the seven different sins, and the one she's working with is like Prince not me so I can't even get through what I'm telling.
I like heard this so many times but I'm still invested.
So she's working with Prince Wrath, and as you can tell, like his sin is anger. So this work, someone's gonna like be like, these guys need help with the way we're going.
No, it's fine. This is what happens. Like I said, if we, you know, don't have anything else going on, you channel everything into books.
All of Book Talk will support me on this one. So Prince Wrath, he's so fine. He is top tier. And the second book is so good. I literally read it. I stayed up till 4 a.m. reading it. Like I couldn't put it down.
Okay, have you read it up? I end up reading Spanish Love Deception. I've started it. I haven't got through it though. Oh, did you hear what I said?
I'm reading From Blood and Ash right now. And it's not that. Yeah, like Spanish Love Deception, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't started that one. I will.
I haven't, I like, think... it's been sitting here. Like, I've read, like, a couple chapters, but I never went back to reading.
I don't want to. One sec. You keep talking about that book. I'm going to grab my charger.
Okay. I haven't really actually got into it. But so far, it's pretty good because, like, it definitely is enemies to lovers because right now they're, like, fully working together and they, like, hate each other. But she clearly needs him for, like, her sister's wedding. So, it's like, I know it's going to get good. I just haven't sat down and read it, which is, like, I'm a really lazy person. That's my issue. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I mean, on that, it goes into, like, our reasoning for why we chose this topic, which was no topic for this week. It's midterm season, everyone who's in university.
I feel like most of our listeners are probably in university.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everyone's like really burnt out. Like I actually had an in-person class today, like my seminar, and it's just, you could tell the vibes with everyone. Everyone's just like, my class is basically 100% participation when you go. Like the whole class is based off of a student doing a presentation and everyone has to present. I mean, sorry, participate. And it's like the energy, everyone, even the prof is like, I know guys, it's like prime midterm, it's getting exams, but like, it's just like so much work. It feels getting piled. And like this semester always goes so fast, but also I'm like, there's so much left. Like, even though it's going so fast. Yeah, but I'm like, whoa, but it technically went so fast. Like only 5 weeks left or 4 weeks or something.
And I'm looking at my calendar right now. I'm like, well.
I know, like, when I look at my calendar, I was like, oh my god, like essay here, essay here, essay here, and I was like, but then I'm like,
No, I feel like it's that point in the semester where everyone's kind of like everyone's mental like health is down, everybody's like want like will to do things is down, everyone's just like burnt out, like the work's piling up, no one wants to do it.
It really is, and I'm like, I feel like I'm worse this year than I was last year. Like, I feel like I had more motivation to finish the semester last year, where this time I'm just like, bro, I can't even think about winter right now, which is so bad. Like, what?
And we also have, like, applications and stuff coming up. I think part of it is senioritis. Like, it hit, like, in high school, oh my god, did senioritis hit?
Yeah. I agree.
It was bad.
Oh, I was gonna say, I feel like I was frozen, but I agree, because, and the worst part is for us, like, we need to keep that momentum, though, for our last semester. We can't slack. Oh my god, we keep yawning.
Oh my god.
This just shows.
Yeah, it's because it's, like, 11 p.m. when we decided to record
this.
I
don't know what we're doing. We both had full days of classes. Fully had to commute an hour.
Oh my god.
Hour there and back.
I have, like, in-person.
I don't like in person.
All right, do we have another topic to touch on? Oh, Justine, do you want to talk about something new and exciting with you?
I mean, it's new. I don't know how exciting it is. I ended up getting, this adds to my burnt out stress. I got a seasonal job right now at a department store. And yeah, like, it's exciting and all, because I was like, man, like, I got a job. Like, I used to always work at a place for five years, but like, and now I, like, because of COVID, I left. So I was like, I'll just get a different job, you know, I need to work at Christmas. But the thing is, I started last week. Okay, I started on Friday. I went in for orientation, but they're giving like really unorganized vibes. So they didn't have my employee ID ready, where the other person I was training with had his. So I was like, okay, cool. They thought it was because of the section I got, like, when I was told to work in has like extra like security and whatnot, because like it's like the jewelry section, so like we put you here, but like whatever. So I was like, okay, love that for me. So I didn't get my ID. So like, you don't have your schedule. I was like, all right, whatever. So Sunday I email, no response. This girl hasn't emailed me back. I was like, okay. So then I was like, I'll wait today. Then I was like, okay, now I have to call. But today I remember they said she wasn't working. So the way I have to call tomorrow, but my availability, I did say would be Friday, right? I said it's Sunday, Monday, Wednesday.
Whoa.
But I already made plans on Friday. And the thing is, since they didn't message, I'm going to be like, if I call, they're like, hey, can you come Friday? I'm gonna be like, so like I have prior engagements because I wasn't told. So it's like, this sucks, because it's like, you know, when you get a job, you don't want to like be that person straight away that's like, I can't come in. But I don't know, it's just really annoying, because it's like I started one day and now I haven't gone in for a week. I'm like, I want to learn before Christmas starts, the Christmas rush. That's the stress. But I don't know. How's your job, Monty?
It's good. I called it. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to talk through yawn again. I called in sick like last week twice, because I did feel like pretty bad. But I was also very tired and had like schoolwork. I was like crazy burnt out. And so I was like, guys, I'm like really sick. I can't come into work. And luckily, oh my god, my manager's so monotone. It's like nerve-wracking calling her, because I was like, hey, like, what's up? I'm sick. And she's like, okay, thanks for letting me know. And I was like, both times. But she does that to everybody, so it's not like any hard feelings. But I was like, it's really like that point in the semester where like your motivation for everything is just like.
Yeah, I've noticed that with myself, like even just with school, I'm just like, oh, I'm not putting effort in. I'm like, this is so bad. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but we need to get through, because I'm like, I am excited. Like, I'm like, oh, I love the holiday season.
Me too.
Actually, you know what's so sad? You know what brings me so much joy? Starbucks holiday cups. I literally told my parents that, because I've gone three times, and they released last week on Friday. They literally released Friday, and I went three times. I told my dad, and he laughed at me. I was like, is it bad that I feel like a better person with a Starbucks cup? And he was like, that is so sad. Like, that's what your life's composed of. I was like, yeah, you should be happy that it's that and nothing else.
Yeah, there's worse things to want.
There's worse things. I was like, I don't know. I have an obsession with our holiday drinks. My go-to is caramel brulee latte.
I've been obsessed with their like black tea, like their iced black tea lemonade. I get it like literally every other day now. And I feel
you
like
should try their holiday stuff though.
Don't
they come cold. They come cold.
I saw their like sugar cookie latte thing and I was like, ugh.
Everyone says that's good. I need to try that. My friend told me. I just haven't tried it because I always like, I'm a person, like if I've tried something and I like it, I'll just stick to it. Especially with Starbucks, I'm too scared to waste money at Starbucks. But I do want to try it. But
yeah.
You don't like hot drinks, but they all of them come cold. Like I used to get a cold version of a caramel brulee, like an iced coffee thing. So good.
Oh, wait, I think you're, like, completely frozen.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I think I froze there.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I feel like if I don't have, like, coffee or something, and it can't even be homemade coffee, if I don't have coffee from, like, Starbucks or Tim's, I won't study, which is horrible.
That was me. I think it was, like, the month of September. I swear to God, mm-hmm. I think I went to get coffee every weekday. But I won't lie, I'm an avid couponer. So I have like all Tim's points. I have McDonald's free one. I had so many free coffees like going around. It was amazing. Like right now, I still do. Still have a McDonald's one. I still have like, I have 300 Tim's points and like you only need 70 points to redeem a coffee. Like I love it. Like that's how I justify it to myself, which is bad. But it's funny because I know like a logical person, like, my brother is very logical. He'll just be like, you know, it doesn't really make sense because you're still spending money to get your one free item. I was like, I don't care. I don't want to hear it because to me, I'm getting free in my head. But he goes, you basically spent all that money. I was like, I don't care.
Oh, no rationalizing here.
No,
speaking of work, by the way, I forgot to say, I am very excited to go into work on Friday. There's workplace drama. I told you about some of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I can say. Okay, I feel like I can say everything, actually, because I feel like this happens at, like, a lot of people's workplaces. I know, just like you said, some of this has happened at yours.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Cool. So, 1 second. So, we have, like, these two, like, people who work with us, and they're both, like, pretty young. And person A, who started, like, who's worked there for years, met person B who just started as like a new hire, and person B is just horrible. Person B's like, I'm not doing any work, I don't care, I'm just gonna follow person A because they're like together. But no, the drama got worse because person B was using person A as a rebound, and now person B went back to her boyfriend, and person A is now triggered. And so the workplace drama is like very intense. Like even our managers know all about it because they had to get involved at one point. Because person B was not doing any work and was being, like, very rude to her subordinates.
That's insane.
So it should be interesting to see how it's all playing out because I haven't been there in, like, 2 weeks. But, yeah.
I don't know. Workplace drama is, like, really funny because, like, I feel like you see everyone there in a different light. And, like, mm-hmm. It seems so intense when you're there because, like, sometimes when you work, like, right now you're not full time, when you will be probably like holiday season, like summer, like you see these people so much, it's like low-key like school, the drama, like it's so funny.
But yeah, no, I'm excited to go see what's happening at work. Yeah, I have like work on Friday. I'm like looking forward to it, but also not, like, I don't want to go.
I'm not gonna lie, it's so bad because like I literally got a job last week, right, on Friday, the first day like I woke up, and I haven't had to work ever during school, but like I'm doing it because it's beginning of holiday season, like you have to learn, right? I woke up and I was like, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah,
because the thing is, if you haven't been working, like my head, I was like, I usually like have Friday off, like why would I do this to myself? And it's so bad that this week I was like, I purposely like not gonna call them till Wednesday because I was like, I can do with this week, like to not go into work. I was like, bro, I haven't even started out like this. Like, this is so bad. But I just need that momentum like, to get out of the job.
That's all we have time for today, guys. This like podcast was like everywhere.
Yeah, it was just like a blurb of stuff. But you know, that just kind of adds to everyone's midterm.
Yeah, good luck on everyone's midterms and like preparing for finals and like getting like that last stretch. Like, we all got this.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.